obviously the results were disappointing to find issues of misconduct in the sector. However, the important element of the findings from our perspective was the focus on governance with regards to how organisations should be organising themselves and organising their policies and cultural frameworks to ensure this type of behaviour doesn't happen in the future.
Has there been any improvement in ethical practices in banking after these Royal Commission findings?
Look, I'm not able to speak to the ethical conduct per se in banks. What I am able to speak to is our ethics index results. So we survey about 1,000 Australians, which represent a cross-section of the Australian population across different political spectrums, genders, geographies, etc. And we ask them their perceptions of the ethical conduct of different sectors. Now, I can say to you that the financial services, the banking financial services and superannuation sectors come out the lowest of the rankings of all of the sectors that we have a look at. And that has been the case now for some time. This is the fourth year that we've been conducting this particular survey. And the banking, finance and insurance sectors come out at the bottom as somewhat unethical at 11, minus 11 basis points.
Why did you choose to take this course of action?
Oh, we've been doing it for 4 years. We thought it would be very interesting to understand Australians' perceptions of ethics across a range of different sectors, occupations and issues, because it helps to guide our thinking in terms of where we need to improve governance frameworks. Of course, governance in an organisation is one of the custodians of ethics. It is the frameworks with which we set the way we do things, make sure that we're doing not just the right things, but doing the right things the right way, at the right time. And so there is definitely a correlation between our perceptions of how ethical organisations are and their governance frameworks.
And are you planning to make any recommendations to the government?
No, we don't make any recommendations. And the reason we don't make any recommendations is because this is a snapshot of a general population's perspective of ethics of organisations. What we don't drill down into is any of those the reasons why. We don't ask the survey respondents why you think the banks are unethical or why you think the education sector is particularly ethical. So we're unable to make any recommendations per se because we don't really have any detailed reasoning why.
What are your thoughts about CEOs getting massive amounts of salaries? Do you think that's ethical?
Once again, it's not my opinion, but the opinion that flares out through our ethics index. And yes, the general population does think that very high executive salaries are unethical by and large. So 72% of Australians believe, for example, that a CEO who's paid over $3 million, that is unethical. So, and that is irrespective, really, even if the company is over 15,000 employees or over 5,000 employees. So we ask the questions at three salary points, $300,000 per annum, $600,000 per annum, and $3 million per annum. And we did see quite a large jump as we jumped up those categories with people feeling that it was unethical to pay CEOs that much. And those jumps were consistent because we asked about whether it was ethical based on a company of 5,000 employees or up to 5,000 employees and also up to a company with up to 15,000 employees. So irrespective of the size of the company, people still thought it was unethical to pay very exorbitant CEO salaries.
Going back to governance, do you think some type of regulation should be applied on such scenarios to reduce this sort of unethical wages?
Well, certainly there is a big conversation at the moment on executive remuneration. And there is, in fact, some discussion papers that have come out through the regulators to talk about this. It's not just the quantum of the salary, but also the componentry of the salary that is under question, that is the bonus components and the way that those bonuses or long-term, short-term incentives are derived, and also the composition of financial elements of the KPIs versus non-financial elements.
Is there anything else you would like to add from your findings?
No, only that the full report, and it crosses over, as I said, a range of different issues, including questions on occupation sectors, but also some issues like climate change and AI. And it's all available on the Governance Institute website.